All right, before we talk about anything else, John, this has been staring at me all week since you sent it.
I know.
What about this 2,624-year-old tree?
Well, I think it's worthy of noting that it doesn't happen too often that the discoveries are made of this kind of magnitude in the world of trees. In 2019, a tree was found along the Black River in North Carolina that was over 2,600 years old. And they knew they had some 1,500-year-old trees in there for many decades. They've known they had some very old trees in there. But it's quite a long river and a beautiful preserve there. And this some testing was done, some increment boring was done to determine these dendrochronologists who can count tree rings. They determined with this tool called an increment bore, they can pull out a very small core of wood in a tree to determine its age. They found this tree was 2,600 years old.
And that's what I wanted to know. How long was that core to count 2,600 rings? And do you ever think it got to like 1,800 or 1,900? It's like, oh, wait. Was that 1,801 or 1,802? Oh, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You mark them as you go.
How long is that core? I mean, I'm picturing a tree that's got to be like 10 foot in diameter.
Yeah, it is. That's about the size these are. And they've got, long increment bores to be able to do that without hurting the tree. Look, may I pause to say? No, but it's an amazing find because it puts that tree as the fifth oldest tree on the planet right now. The baobab tree, I think, is the oldest, and we've got, of course, our sequoias and our redwoods, and then the bristlecone pine is the oldest tree on the North American continent, and that's in California. But this would be the second oldest tree on this continent, and it's certainly a pretty cool find as far as these majestic old trees that are still alive today.
You know, that makes me think, what did it used to look like? Notre Dame, that was horrible that, that we lost the roof in that fire. But, they can't rebuild it to its original form because the trees to build those timbers don't exist anymore. Mm-hmm. There's not enough to reconstruct that. Mm-hmm. What did that forest look like before they started thinning that for the cathedral?
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? What did you say earlier, Richard? What was your term?
Forest bathing. Bathing in that forest would be spectacular.
Yeah.
Now those old virgin forests in Europe, like that with all the old hardwoods, have just been spectacular to have seen.
Yeah, the oak forest was just covered the most of England. We lived in London, England, for 4 years, and we had just up the hill from us this beautiful arboretum and just the most majestic trees. And then I was told that it's about 1% of the oaks that used to be there a couple centuries ago. But they were harvested a lot of times for the maritime industry, for the building of ships.
Right.
And they were harvested for those specific types. It's interesting. They were harvested for certain branch angles of attachment on these huge oak trees. Would provide the structural support for these ships, and they knew the precise angles architecturally to build the ship. So they would need these big pieces of wood. Then they would, be carved to fit. But these big slingshot Y-shaped pieces of wood were in special demand. But they would go through hundreds of trees to try to find one that was just right for that certain size ship. So it's a sad thing that those oak forests went away. As a result of that.
What's really cool is that if you like history at all, that remember Christopher Columbus, when he sailed and then he went back to the Queen and reported he found this most amazing place, the Americas. And another example of that is that we do have pretty much some of the oldest living organism trees on Earth. So in the entire world, and of all the places, that's pretty fantastic. That's pretty neat to think about.
I need to find it again. I stumbled across it reading an article, but there's a university that says they're going to rewrite the history books based on the research they're finding from recovered wood ships that have sunk. And,
Yeah, yeah.
The tracing this species of wood back to where it would have come from, and putting together the pieces. But what the clues of these recovered wood ships that are hundreds of years old is going to rewrite a lot of our history books. I need to find that again and follow that, because I'd love to see, if they are changing, what was it before, and what does this research say now?
Mm-hmm. And it's a really interesting to look at the dendrochronology on some of these tree samples. You can really study climate. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at that now to just see how changes of climate mm-hmm. over now 2,000-3,000 years with some of these older trees, and really see how, our environment has really changed.
Because when you're counting those rings, the tighter they are together, that's a drier season. And
exactly.
The wider, it was more growth, more water, so you can track your history.
And there's even some fire scars that you can tell over mm-hmm. the landscape where fires have gone through. And, there's a lot of interesting history there.
We did a lot of work on our trees the beginning of the summer. One of the things that really hit me was, they don't grow as fast as you want them to. You want shade. You always say the best time was 25 years ago. And it doesn't seem like they move a lot, but you want to see just how much is going on in a tree. Cut off a branch and just watch how fast it dies. I mean, the amount of information and nutrients passing through the branch and the leaves and the water, it's got to be so significant, because as soon as you cut it off, you could almost tell within a half an hour.
Yes,
the connection's broken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.